Chapter 12. The next day, the police spoke to Mr. Noble.
Did you take the $3 million?
No, I didn't. You can look, but I haven't got the money.
The police looked in Mr. Noble's house and in his shop, but they didn't find the money. They looked near the old aeroplane on White Mountain, but they found nothing. Back at the hotel, Ricky remembered something strange from the shop.
When we buy chocolate, Mr. Noble never takes the chocolate from the boxes near the wall. He always goes to the back of the shop to get chocolate for us. Perhaps the money is in those boxes near the wall,
said Ricky. Ricky phoned and told the police. The police looked in the boxes, but the money wasn't there. There was chocolate in all the boxes. Then the police moved all the boxes. And they found a secret hole in the wall. There were a lot of bags in the hole. They opened the bags, and inside they found a lot of money. Millions of dollars. Finally, Mr. Noble told the police the truth.
I took the money and bought this shop in the village,
he said.
I wanted the airplane on White Mountain to be a secret. I told everybody not to climb the mountain. Some people didn't listen to me, and I dropped rocks on them. People soon learned that there were accidents on the mountain. My secret was safe.
Everybody in the village was very surprised when they heard Mr. Noble's story. Sandy, Ricky, Janet and Peter were heroes. Their names were in the newspapers with the story of The Secret of White Mountain. They were on television and everybody heard about their adventure.
What was the real secret of White Mountain?
First, there was the secret of the missing plane.
Then there was the missing pilot.
There was Mr. Noble's secret route up the mountain.
Of course, there was the secret of the money. We know all the secrets now. We know that there isn't a curse on White Mountain.
The next day, a woman phoned the four friends.
I saw you on TV, she said. My company lost all that money when the aeroplane crashed. We're very happy that you found it again. We want to give you a reward.
The four friends were very happy. Before Ricky and Sandy went home, the four friends went for a final walk in the mountains.
What are we going to do with our money?
Asked Sandy.
Let's go to Europe in the summer. We can climb a lot of mountains there,
said Ricky.
Good idea! But I want to come and climb White Mountain again, too,
said Sandy.
It's safe now. There are no more secrets on White Mountain.